This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. As the protests against racial injustice began spreading across the nation this summer, Cincinnati Public Schools Superintendent Laura Mitchell wanted to give young people the opportunity to share their experience surrounding inequality and to empower them to create change. So she reached out to CPS Athletics Manager Joshua Harden, and together they created CPS Students Speak Up and Speak Out. It's an online forum for students to discuss their experiences and for Cincinnati leaders to join in as listeners on those conversations. So let's talk about it now. We're joined by Superintendent Laura Mitchell. Laura, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us today.
Our pleasure to have you. We also have the district's athletics manager, Joshua Harden. Joshua, welcome to the show.
Appreciate it. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. And we also have three student participants with us. They are Simone Simmons, a junior at Walnut Hills. Simone, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. We have Rachel Scales, a senior at Riverview East. Rachel, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And we have Christopher Scott, a senior at Western Hills. Christopher, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. A full crowd here to talk about this. But Laura, let's start with you because you recognize what was happening in the nation and wanted to localize it within the district. How has this worked out so far?
I think that there's some progress that's been made with our program, Speak Up, Speak Out. Obviously, the work is just beginning, but we really wanted to give our young people an opportunity to have a safe, productive space to be able to express their concerns about what's happening, not only across the United States, across Cincinnati, but within Cincinnati Public Schools. And then more importantly, to be able to identify what are action steps that they want to take as the young people in our district and as leaders within our community to improve what's happening in our city as it relates to racial injustices. We're very excited about this.
You're the superintendent of the region's largest school district. That district's main task is to educate, to make sure that students learn. But I'm wondering what you've learned in your role as a superintendent in this climate that perhaps districts like Cincinnati may not have been doing so well in the past that you'd like to address.
What I learned is that our young people pay far more attention to the details of our district, from staffing in terms of what the staff looks like as it relates to demographics, in terms of how we spend the money that we're entrusted with. And so I've learned that they are really paying attention, and they've asked me bold questions about those things. They've asked me, do you really mean what you say about students having influence, but yet we don't see African-American teachers in our classrooms? And we don't see African-American-owned businesses going through our treasurer's report in terms of contracts. And so it really enlightened me that our young people are paying attention and watching us and are demanding certain things to happen and change within our district. And so I find that actually very exciting.
Joshua Harden is the Cincinnati Public Schools Athletics Manager and is the coordinator of this Speak Up and Speak Out program. And Joshua, in the announcement from the school district that was sent out to media outlets like us, you described this first forum as, quote, great, powerful, and emotional, but so needed. Why is it needed?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I go back to when I was in high school at Cincinnati Public Schools in Walnut Hills, and you know, came out and went to some rural towns to play basketball. And the things that we saw noticed there and I saw noticed there needed change. And, you know, this became something where our kids, we empowered them and they had great conversation. And it's time for a true change. And, you know, the way the Superintendent Mitchell framed it to me is these students are innovative, creative. And if we empower them, they can truly make that change. And so, you know, I was excited to see the things that they were able to bring to the table and hear how strong their voices truly are and were when we started this initiative.
Well, let's bring some of our student participants into our conversation now. We do have Simone Simmons. Simone is a junior at Walnut Hills. And Simone, what brought you to participate in Speak Up, Speak Out? What did you have to say?
Well, at first, I had asked when the protests had started after George Floyd's death, I'd asked my dad if I could go to the protest. And because of COVID-19, he didn't think that it was safe. So I was trying to think of an alternative way to get what I wanted to say out there. So my dad presented me with the idea of writing a letter and just to send it out everywhere, to everywhere we could think of. So I sent it to our superintendent, and she's actually the one who like put me into CPS Speak Up and Speak Out. And ever since I attended the second session, that was my first session. Ever since then, I've just been like really happy that I became a part of this program. It's such a great thing because there are a lot of people who have the perception that young people are naive, they don't know about what's going on in the world. And it's just really cool for us to be able to express our ideas in such an open environment and to be able to speak with some of our city leaders and just help bring about change.
Well, Simone, would you mind sharing what some of your feelings or ideas are on the state of the world that you might have shared in the forum or want to share in this forum?
Well, the state of the world right now, I think it's a mess, not only with the pandemic, but with racist things that are still happening. And it's 2020, and I feel that it's time for a change. And us Black people, we have been oppressed for the longest time, and we just keep trying to make change, and things just keep happening. And I really want the most change that I want to see is probably police officers training on how to properly deal with minority communities, especially the Black community. And I would also like to see in the school system the curriculum to change, where we are taught more Black history. Now, not just in the history field, but also in literature, English, science, mathematics, because in class, we don't really learn about a whole lot of Black scientists or a lot of Black writers. And I think that knowledge is really important for us students to know, especially not just us Black students, but it's very important for us to know our history because we need to know about where we come from and the greatness that we are coming from. And I'd also like to see more Black staff, because whenever we have more Black staff, it's easier for us to feel like comfortable at school, because at school you might feel alone if it's just maybe you and two other Black people in the classroom and you're like the only one there and you don't have a Black teacher at all. Now, I've never had a Black teacher. I don't think I've ever had one. I've been at Wanted since I was in the seventh grade and I've never had one. There are Black teachers in the building, but I myself have never had one. And I just think there needs to be more integration in the staff selection, so students can feel more comfortable and have somebody we can relate to. And it might also help with students' struggles in school to be able to have an adult that they can connect to and just be able to have conversations with and feel comfortable around. Can change a student's entire outlook on school.
Thank you for sharing those thoughts. That's Simone Simmons, a junior at Walnut Hills. We also have Rachel Scales, a senior at Riverview East. Rachel, talk about your participation in the forum and share some of your ideas with us, if you would.
So I got asked to join the forum by my AD at Riverview. I joined maybe like the third session. So that session, we talked to the chief of police and we were able to ask him about protest and why things happen the way that they happen. And that brought light to it made a difference of what we were seeing on social media. We were just seeing the bad on social media, that people were just sitting outside, not getting food. But he brought it to light, like they may have came in at 11 and lunch was served at 10:50. So they missed it. So, and now I'm happy that our voices are being heard. Like Simone said, people think that since we're young, we don't have a voice, or that if we do have a voice, that we don't know what we're talking about, or that our feelings should be invalid because we are young. But no, our feelings should hold weight just as much as an adult should. Our voices should be heard just as much as an adult should, just because we are people. So now that I've been on the forum for a few sessions now, people are now taking what I say seriously and into account, like, hey, yeah, maybe she is speaking some truth. Maybe we just have been so naive to what we've been doing all these years. Maybe we do need to try another way. Maybe we do need to try a different way of approaching things, because maybe the way we've been doing it hasn't been working.
Rachel, would you mind sharing some of those truths with us?
I've had one Black teacher my whole school years, from preschool to senior year. I've had one Black teacher. That's not okay. I've been taught Black history for 28 days out of a year because they felt like it was appropriate to teach me Black history in February. And it's not Black history as like, oh, a Black man invented the water gun. No, it's Black history of slavery and things that we should know, but we need to know more than just slavery. We're not just slavery. We are more, it's more to us than just that. We need to know our Black inventors, our Black writers, our Black mathematicians, our other Black history, but they feel like we shouldn't, not necessarily we shouldn't know that, but we just don't need to know that because for what? But I feel like we need to know more of that, and not just in 28 days because they feel like that's the appropriate time to tell us it's just Black History Month. We need to know that year round.
And that's Rachel Scales, a senior at Riverview East. Rachel, thank you for sharing those thoughts with us. We also have Christopher Scott, a senior at Western Hills. Christopher, what brought you to the forum, and what are some of the thoughts that you've shared there?
I've actually been a part of the forum since the beginning. And I've honestly, the thing that drew me closer to it is the things that I experience and see here on the west side, as it is in Cincinnati. And the truth is, a lot of stuff that goes on in the city, it gets the shadow side of things, and it's not really brought to the light. So that's one of the things that really piqued my interest as far as the forum. And Speak Up, Speak Now has literally given me an opportunity to speak for not only myself, but speak for, you know, my peers and people that are my age. They have both, Rachel and Simone have both said it. Some of our leaders and some adults just in general just don't want to hear the younger generation. They just don't want to hear youth. And it's not even that they just don't want to hear us. They don't want to value what we say. And the truth is, the future of this country, the future of our nation is on us. So if we can talk to y'all and we listen and find out a plan on how to make this country better and how to move things forward instead of trying the same way that has not been effective. It's been effective to an extent. But as time change, you know, we have to change. And as we change, the systems must change. You know, things can't remain the same after centuries and centuries. It can't. And just like she said right before me, our curriculum and our history on being taught about slavery and Black history altogether, it's one-sided, and it's more towards our failures and more towards our oppression rather than our greatness. You know, if Black kids had the opportunity to learn and actually see another Black guy or another Black woman being successful in another field, or even know that greatness was before them, then they might have hope to go do the same thing, you know? But we don't see too much of that. If we do have to, if we do see anybody Black being successful, we either have to go search for them ourselves, or we have to literally ask somebody to bring them to our schools, you know? And which is sad to say, but we have to try to dig up our own stuff. And West High, Western Hills have been one of the things, one of the great places. Is, you know, it's not the best school. It's, no, I'm saying nationwide, but I really appreciate being there, because had I not been there, a lot of opportunity that I've gotten there wouldn't have come to me, you know? And I'm really humbled and really thankful and grateful for everything that I've been blessed with at that school. But some of those teachers have, you know, really spoke life into me sometimes when I really felt like giving up, honestly. And I done been in a lot of tight spots in my life, but speaking to those teachers, those coaches, and sometimes even principal, they speak life into us. And it's just a matter of being willing to hear the other side.
That's Christopher Scott, a senior at Western Hills. And we are talking about the Speak Up, Speak Out Forum that involves Cincinnati Public School students talking about their own experiences and their concerns around racism and inequality and systemic inequities. We also have with us Superintendent of Cincinnati Public Schools, Laura Mitchell. And Laura, we've only got a few minutes left, but I very quickly want to get your reaction to what those three talented students just had to say.
So I am, again, encouraged by them because you can hear that they are very positive and productive and they want to make change. These young people gave me a list of demands that were very well thought out, that were very intelligent, and I'm just excited about the work and excited to see what they're going to do. They want to see more peer groups within their schools of Black youth getting together and talking about their experiences and doing something productive. They want to continue to have a platform. They want to have curriculum that embeds the rich history of African Americans and the contributions to the United States. They want to be civically engaged, as well as building a better relationship with the police department. And so those are the list of some of the demands that they gave me. And as you can see,
She just read that off of a paper.
Influencer within.
So that's exactly what our list of demands say in that order. Like that's how they're written out.
Okay, we can hear you still. You're all on the Zoom call. So just one at a time. I apologize for that. Let's talk to Joshua Harden, the athletics manager at the district, and get similar reaction. How do you keep these kids engaged beyond this?
So, you know, we check in with the kids on a weekly basis, and there's no doubt, like Superintendent Mitchell said, these students are very, very inspiring. I feel every time I hear them here today, as well as on the sessions, I'm writing down quotes from them. I mean, all the students, you know, and Chris definitely stands out. And as time changes, we have to change. And just continuing to empower these students, take those list of demands that they shared with the superintendent, Ashley Feltz and Will Johnson, who oversee our peer leadership groups, will continue to work with these students to help empower them to see these demands through and know that it's not just going to go unanswered. We will support them every step of the way with the peer groups, their rallies, curriculum, stronger relations with the police. And what I'm excited about is their involvement in civic engagement. And we know this upcoming November is going to be a big election season. And we want them to get out there and speak up and speak out when it comes time to do that this upcoming election season.
And we are joined by students Christopher Scott, Rachel Scales, and Simone Simmons. And we've just got about a minute left. And I'm so grateful that the three of you shared your perspectives with us. I hope that we can do it again with more time to talk about those issues. But before we let you go, I think our listeners who are probably impressed by your perspective may want to know what's next for you, Christopher. Are you planning to go off to college, or what do you want to do next?
I'm joining the United States Marines right after high school, and after the Marines, I would be doing school while I'm enlisted.
Very cool. Rachel, what about you?
Yes, I do plan to go to college right after school. I want to go to UC.
Awesome. And Simone, you're just a junior right now at Walnut Hill, so you've got a little bit more time perhaps to think about after high school, but what's up?
I plan on going to college. I plan on going to an HBCU, and I'm going to major in pre-med. I'm going to be a pediatric surgeon.
Well, good luck to all of you. I'm so grateful for your time. Christopher Scott, Rachel Scales, and Simone Simmons, students within the Cincinnati Public Schools District. We've also been joined by Superintendent Laura Mitchell and Athletics Manager Joshua Harden. Thanks to all of you for being with us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our technical director is Josh Elstrow. Archives online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. I'll talk to you tomorrow.